Well, good morning. It's good to see you.
Hi,
I missed you. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
I like your hair. Looks very cute. So, what have you been doing while I was gone? Did you have fun? Were you here for Miss Sandy last week? Did you have a wow moment?
You were?
You were? Well, this Sunday we're going to have a Waldo moment. And I'm betting that knowing the two of you girls, you don't know who Waldo is, do you?
No.
Okay, who knows who Waldo is? Come here. I need two Waldo people. Come on, Vicky. Come on, Sandy. Need some Waldo people. We're going to have Waldo moments this morning because we're going to talk about Where's Waldo. Remember Where's Waldo books?
I know where Waldo is.
You know where Waldo is? Okay. Well, you know, a few years ago, Where's Waldo was very popular, and there were books out that showed huge scenes. And I brought one, only it's in black and white. But huge scenes of tons of stuff in it, and what you were supposed to do was find Waldo. And while we were on our cruise, everybody was like, "Where's Steve?" So this is a Where's Steve moment.
Right there in the sea?
Yeah. Well, today we can find him. Last week, not so much. But in the Where's Waldo picture books, you had to find Waldo. And Waldo was very recognizable because he wore red and white striped ski cap and red and white striped sweaters.
I can find him.
And you'll get to in Sunday school. And had black heavy glasses and kind of a goofy grin. But there's so much going on in the picture that it was hard to find him. So I got this. We'll look at it in Sunday school. But let's give it to Sally. And it's not in color. It's kind of hard to find. But the trick was to find Waldo. I know. Let's give it to Sandy. Let's let her try. So the trick is to find Waldo in the picture.
Is he a dog?
Nope, he's a boy. But last week, whenever Steve would be missing, I'd get kind of worried about him. You know, it was easy to find me. I was at the pool. You know, but Steve would go off, and so there was one day that I really did get really worried about him, and so I got up from the chair and I went hunting for him. And I looked at all the places that I thought he would be, and I didn't find him. So finally I went back to the pool, and guess what? That's where Steve was. So sometimes it can be a serious matter if you are missing somebody and they're lost. And Waldo's never really lost in the picture. It's just hard to find him. That's right. That's where he is.
Can I see?
Yeah, right here. There's Waldo right there hiding.
I found him.
Yeah. So, but, you know, if somebody is lost, it's hard to find them. But our Bible story today is about a day when people were hunting Jesus. And Jesus had gone to Galilee, and he was teaching in all around, and he had become very popular. And so crowds were following him everywhere, and there were people bringing people who were sick to be healed. And so Jesus couldn't go anywhere without a crowd anymore, and so they needed him because he had something only Jesus could give to the people, and so they followed him. One day he was going to stay at the house of Peter, and so he went to Peter's home, and immediately the disciples told him that Peter's mother-in-law was ill, and so he went to see her. And when he went to see her, he took her by the hand and pulled her up out of bed. She was running a high fever, and immediately the fever left her, and she got up and she went down and cooked dinner for him. And crowds had found out that he was at Peter's house, so there was crowds of people everywhere. And so Jesus went out to teach them and to heal the sick. But he went to bed, and the next morning, he got up really early. Now we're back to Steve again, who got up at 4 o'clock. But he got up really early because he wanted some time alone. So Jesus went out where he could pray to his Father in heaven and spend a little time alone. When everybody else in the household got up, they couldn't find him. And they went in search of Jesus. And there they are, hunting all over the house and all over the grounds, going, Jesus, where are you? Jesus, where are you? Because they were worried that he had disappeared from them. But he hadn't. He was just praying and spending some time by himself with the Lord. But today, it occurs to me that just like I was hunting Steve those days on the ship, not at 4 o'clock in the morning. Didn't really care where he was at 4 o'clock in the morning. He was eating donuts, by the way. But fresh out of the oven, he says. Yeah, so, but you know, people today are still hunting Jesus. And so many people don't know where to find him. So they're all hunting Jesus because they need what only Jesus can give us. Do you know where to find Jesus?
Up in heaven.
He's in heaven, but do you know where to find him here? In your heart.
In here.
In your heart. Yeah.
I know.
He lives in our heart, doesn't he?
I got
we can find him right here. When we're looking for him, we only have to open a spot here, any place at all, and we can find Jesus.
I got this necklace from Vicky today.
That's pretty. And we can find him when we look inside ourselves, can't we? And so Jesus is still out there teaching. He's still out there healing. He's still out there talking to us every day, and all we have to do is look for him.
And pray.
And he's right here. And pray.
That's he's right. Invisible.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, let's have word prayer right now, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're accessible to us, that we don't have to look far to find you, that you're right here where we need you, that you're still teaching us, and you're still healing us, Lord, every day. We ask you to be with us as we go through our days and to constantly remind us that you're nearby. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.